down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked for her name and in a bathroom voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A cola. La 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 la.
Everybody, it's Thursday night, and Riff and I are all alone.
It's spooky.
I was going to say it was romantic.
Oh, well, that's spooky.
Okay. Are creepy and spooky the same thing? Yeah, so I just got back from Lawler Skates Palooza yesterday, and everybody else is out of town, so Riff's been by himself for a week.
Yep.
I came in and the place looked like that scene in The Wall where he's like laid out all his possessions in like a little pattern on the floor.
Once
cut his nipples off.
I wouldn't go that far. Some friends of mine did that to me once at a party when I had a bunch of my friends over when my parents were out of town, and was out of the room for a little while, and when I got back, they'd taken everything out of the fridge and the kitchen cupboards and arranged it all out in this pattern on the kitchen floor.
Wow, my phone keeps beeping, and I can't get it to stop. So yeah, there really hasn't been a whole lot going on, but there also hasn't... I guess there hasn't been a radio show in a little bit. Did you guys do a show on Thursday?
No.
Okay.
So that was the only one we missed, though, I think.
Well, then there was Monday.
Oh, right, Monday.
So there was no no Thursday or Monday show. So, yeah, there's a lot of backed up radio bug bro messages, which we will try and get to. But they're also, just because everybody's been gone, there hasn't really been a whole lot happening in the kingdom. So,
yeah.
Well, you know what? I guess the whole rape, is it funny or not, controversy happened since the last time we were on the air, but you know, it's pretty obvious to me, at least, and I think to all of our reasonable listeners, that rape is indeed funny.
I think anything is funny if you've got the right joke.
I think it was somebody had cited that George Carlin, where he had specifically addressed whether or not rape is funny, and he was like, "It is, and I'll prove it to you," and then describes a scene where Porky Pig is raping Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Prison rape is always funny.
Yeah. I've got the next three discs of Oz to watch tonight. Speaking of prison rape.
What have I been watching? I've been watching The Boondocks.
Oh, yeah?
Zeno gave me a copy.
How is that? How is it?
Oh, I like it a lot. I think that if I were not married to a black girl who very much appreciated the digs at that culture, it wouldn't be as good. She explains things to me. She's like, "Oh no, he just didn't," and wags her finger back and forth like that. It's like
she do that neck swivel kind of thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. So EricJL515 asks a question that this actually comes up a lot. When you send in cash in the mail, do you get a letter back? Because my parents won't let me donate. Man. I don't want to get a letter back and my parents finding out.
That guy asked that question like 3 times on our last show. We answered it, and then he asked it again, and then we answered it, and he asked it again.
Well, no, you don't get a letter back, but, you know, do what your parents tell you. Like, you know, it's okay to resent your parents and then start doing exactly the opposite of everything they ever taught you as soon as you turn 18 and move out.
Yeah.
But when you live with your parents, you don't do stuff if they don't want you to do it. They're trying to look out for you. There's nothing wrong with donating to this game, but they don't know that, you know? Maybe they don't want you spending your money on video games at all. Maybe they want you to spend your money on gay porn.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Knittle says, "If you were gay, would you have sex with Nick?" Presumably meaning, like, a network card. And I see. No, I don't think gay people have sex with network cards. I think they have sex with other gay people. Or, you know, straight people, if they're in prison.
If they're in prison, yeah.
See, it's already come full circle. I think that's...
we can just stop the show right here.
Gorblack says, "If you have an SOCK but not a dingy dinghy, couldn't you just fly to the mysterious island of mystery?" No, because you can't get there without the sextant that's in the...
Plus the, it's suborbital. It can't go that low or something.
I guess the surface is technically suborbital.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Southwest says, "Hey guys, why is it that a basic meat crossbow is two-handed, but when you add things to it, as in the new smithing recipes, it becomes one-handed?" Well, a lot of things get smaller when you hit them with a hammer. I guess a nail gets a little bit smaller. There's got to be some compression at a very low level.
You can see less of it.
That's true. Like a priceless Ming vase gets smaller and more chaotic when you hit it with a hammer. It'll fit into less space.
Yeah.
Jay Herskow says, "Not really a bug, but can the three amigos tell you how much you've contributed current and lifetime so you can properly get that trophy? Otherwise, it's just a lot of paperwork." Well, see, that's the thing. It's like total familiar weight in your terrarium. There is no reason other than that trophy to provide that information.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a spoiler, if it's in there. Redpot says, "Could we have some place for recently deleted messages where it puts our recently deleted messages for messages we recently deleted in case we accidentally hit delete instead of save?" Huh.
now, because when you delete stuff, it needs to get deleted. I can see an issue with, you know, delete being right next to save like that, with there being no confirmation, but I think people would bitch about a confirmation box also. LSK says, how about a set of items that aren't in the item table but generated from a matrix of traits such as freezing or flaming combined with weapons like sword and bow? It's not really plausible given the way things work. RPG I make, absolutely. Next RPG I make, the items are going to be much rarer and much more interesting. But this
one...
we
can do elaborate alchemy crafting spell stuff.
Yeah, man.
That was always what I liked when making up my own RPGs, was having utterly elaborate spell crafting systems where, like, you wouldn't actually have set spells, you just have all the components that go into a spell and you'd make your own spells procedurally.
Yeah, that's why I like that Lost Magic game for the DS. Have you been playing that anymore?
I got pissed off at, like, the first quest after you teleport, or after the chick flies you to the other world or whatever. There's, like, a quest where you've got, like, your three dudes, and you have to travel all the way around the map and turn all the crystals back on.
Oh,
and it's
right.
Just the time limit was so short that it I don't know, it made me angry.
It is the game is pretty frustrating, but the magic system is really cool.
Yeah, I enjoy the magic.
So, yeah, I don't know how you would do that in a computer RPG though. Like, it kind of makes sense in an action game, you know, because, or like in a real time strategy, because like the difference between this and this is it has like a wider arc of fire or whatever, you know. But I don't know how you would do that in a...
we'd have to do things like certain like the type of crystal that you use is the element that it has in it, and the type of rune that you use is like the target, and then you'd have other things that would modify it for wider angle or multiple
yeah,
targets.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, in an RPG where the position of stuff doesn't necessarily matter.
Well,
because you know, like,
you'd have... You'd how do I want to do this? You'd have, like, two runes that mean either this gets cast on me or this gets cast on the monster.
Right.
And then you'd have your rune that means this does, like, I don't know, this is healing or this is death or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, it's what I'm saying is, it's hard, and because this is kind of a problem we have in KOL, right? Like, differentiating the attack spells, you know, they're pretty much just more powerful, more expensive, you know, more or less efficient versions of exactly the same thing, because it's only ever you
on
one monster, you know what I mean? It's never you and your party versus a bunch of monsters, and it's, you know, it's not going to be, because I don't really like games like that. Might and Magic, the Might and Magic series did it right, I think, because it was... you know, you had your whole party, but it was really just like you had six different sets of stats, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of like, you know, it was like, oh no, my left arm, which is the arm that heals, is broken. You know, your party was always in the same place. There wasn't like a lot of complicated order management and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just very simple. And
I used to have huge piles of grid paper from making the maps for the Might and Magic games.
And then they, third one, they had the whole cartography skill that let you auto map. I think that actually existed in the second one too. Those were the role playing games that I grew up on. So there's probably a lot of a John Van Canegem influence in KOL, like you know, having the main character in your party named after me. not so much.
Like
Sir Canegem and Crag the Hack.
Crag the Hack. I totally remember Crag the Hack.
I don't remember any of the other names of the people. Spleenmaster asked if we've noticed an increase in new players yet from exposure at Comic-Con. There has been a rise. I'm guessing it's because of that. But it's been pretty consistently like 20 or 30% higher sign-ups per day since we went to Comic-Con.
Cool.
Hopefully, what that means is that we've sort of increased the increase the rate at which word of mouth is operating. But you know, it might what do you call it when stuff stops slowly? Might dwindle back.
Dwindle.
It might regress to where it was before. Spleenmaster also says, will you ever offer a way to change player names? Some of us, namely me, are unhappy with the crapola names we gave ourselves way back when we knew nothing of the game. The only way that I could see allowing you to change your player name is if it costs some retarded amount of resources to do so.
Yeah.
Like 10 million meat or something for you to change your name. Because otherwise people would just be doing it all the time and it would be lame.
Not to mention confusion. I mean, maybe if we put something on your profile that said new name, formerly known as Spleen Master,
then that would kind of defeat the purpose for people who were trying to, like, you know, get rid of their embarrassing other
name. I think it's... I mean, I don't have a problem with people changing their name because they picked a crappy name to start out, but I don't think we want people changing their name because they've been a dick and established a bad reputation for themselves.
Yeah. Disco Rabbi says, can you make the Beer Lens adventure available in Teetotaler and Oxy? At the moment, the Spirit Hobo is practically useless with these restrictions. Well, I mean, that's just another thing that you're restricted from using if you're in a Teetotaler or Oxy run.
Yep. Those paths are harder for a reason.
Even if you make it a one-time adventure, I can't find a use for a perfectly good Mr. Store Familiar without a bartender. Well, don't play those paths if you want that to be useful. Just... Di Vernon suggests that you should be able to hide the dead guy's watch in your ass, and if you keep it there for too long, you get dysentery. Because you said you wanted to put the dysentery effect in. Yeah, and then it becomes more valuable.
And then you have to give it to Bruce Willis as a child.
Yeah. So you have to go into the rift and find, like, what is it? Tagagami Towers or whatever it was from the first Die Hard. What was the name of that?
I don't remember. I don't think I've ever actually seen any of the Die Hard movies.
Oh, Die Hard is good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll put it on Netflix.
Max Van says, what's up with the message you get when you eat a cat gut taco? I don't know. I'm going to eat a cat gut taco and see what happens. Actually, no, I'm not, because the game is goddamn crawling because it's right after rollover. Wait, yes I am, because it's starting to speed up again.
Make up your mind.
I had this book when I was a kid. I didn't so much have it as I checked it out from the library. There was this series of, like, fortunately, something, something, something. Unfortunately, something, 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 something. And it was a whole story of these things that happened to this guy.
That was a game that people would play on the Mornings and Crescents boards, except they called it Good News, Bad News.
Oh. How did it work?
Just basically like that. Like, good news, I won the lottery. Bad news, I won 5 million tons of horse manure. Good news, my garden will be the best garden on the block. Bad news, all the locusts will cover my house. You know, it goes on like that.
All right, you eat the catgut taco, your stomach plays you a sad song on a tiny violin. They used to make violin, what do you call those things?
Strings.
Wait, strings? I thought it was the thing that you use to play the violin. What's the thing you use to play
bow?
The violin? A bow. Yeah. I thought they used to make the bows out of catgut.
One of the two.
Huh.
Maybe both.
Maybe both?
I don't know.
Yeah. That, anyway.
I don't know about violins.
Dogalicious says, in the clan listing, why do level infinity players appear between level 1 and level 2 characters? I don't know. Slow on me says, you should be able to meet Smith together two poutine poles to make a bipolar whose level of sleaze damage varies with the moon swings. Moon swings. Zero Zero One says, my boss keeps asking me to touch base with him later on. Is it an East Coast thing, or do you guys have it too? I've heard that phrase.
Yeah.
Just kind of to mean, like, check in.
Maybe you should, like, sue him for sexual harassment.
Say that your base are belong to you, damn it.
That's right.
And nobody's allowed to touch you in your bikini area. Bahu asks why the box champagne doesn't restore MP. That's actually probably an oversight. Dude GN says, I'm winking, dancing, and smiling in real life. How come I'm not stronger, getting cooler stuff, or getting more money? Does it only work with familiars? Yeah, sorry.
Maybe you're in the wrong zone.
Rickett says, why isn't the smile of Mr. A marked hardcore permanent on the character sheet? Because it's not... I don't even know if it's a skill. I guess it is, at this point, a real skill. It used to just be, like, a fake entry in the skills list, but, I don't know, because it doesn't... Di Vernon says, the friends command, as well as the slash Romans and the slash countrymen command, which is funny that that exists, doesn't detect players who don't go into chat, such as the NO and Otori buff bots. Yeah, that's right. They don't. It might be possible, actually. I mean, the thing is, what good is it going to do you to know that somebody's logged on if they're not logged on in a way that they're going to get, like, private messages from you or whatever? Dev Brennan also asks, would it be possible to set an auto-spell trigger, similar to auto-attack, that casts a specified spell at the beginning of every combat? I don't know. I mean, it would save hits, you know. I guess
it's easy to rationalize not having it as, you know, needing the time to get the spell up.
No, but you do. I mean, it's just basically like if you get the jump, it would, you know, the same way that auto attack pretends that you would hit the attack button if you get the jump.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know, I can see doing that now that the account menu is already all complicated. You know, it'd be like enable auto attack, enable auto skill, and then just a list of your combat skills, and it's just like a, I don't know, flag that you have, because it'd be pretty easy to store a skill value as a flag, and then it could just try and cast that skill. It's not like it would really be abusable or anything. It would just kind of save people a click. Yeah, I'll consider it. Yeah, you know what I'm going to do, actually? I'm going to go in there right now and say auto skill. Pick a spell, comma, like auto attack, comma, to use on the first round, question mark. All right, there's now a note in our little system. In the wikigasm. Jump the Shark says, a way to make Spirit of Rigatoni better, ... I'm not going to finish reading that because Spirit of Rigatoni is about to become better. One of these Tuesdays. Neville Den Jacoby says, an interesting concept was brought to me recently. Is there anywhere that we can get something like a slash ragging command that would bleat someone for 4 or 5 days? Ba-dum-bunch. Teen Rocker asks if anybody's ever purchased a Mr. Exploiter by legal means. I don't know.
Well, technically, all the purchases that I'm aware of are legal. It was getting the meat in the first place that was questionable.
Son of Beckett asks if it would be possible to implement custom names for weapons. Someone could go to the meatsmith and have a name inscribed on their favorite weapon for 1,000 meat. It'd be neat. Yeah, but same problem as earlier, since the items aren't really differentiated from one another in the database.
You could have the meatsmith inscribe your name on all the weapons you have and will ever acquire.
That's true. Yeah. And if you give them to somebody else, it changes.
Yeah.
It's a magic inscription. Like that birthday cake. Yeah. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, dear Janus, for the Jarlsberg-themed holiday, do a spoof of Guy Fawkes Day or the Tiananmen Square Massacre. So you can attempt to stand up to an assload of tanks for a day. I don't even know what Guy Fawkes Day is.
That's 5th of November in England. It's about the... Guy Fawkes was a dude who tried to blow up Parliament way back when with a load of gunpowder, but they caught him before he did it. And they celebrate Guy Fawkes Day by burning him at the stake in effigy.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually still do the whole burning or not anymore. They might, though.
Bunny Bandler says, what would happen if you fed the comic chameleon the toddler-sized dragon costume? Huh. No, you know what? You can't, because the toddler-sized dragon costume is equipable by any familiar.
Ah.
You cannot feed the common chameleon anything that is not restricted to a specific familiar. Bahu says, when using the repeating crossbow, shouldn't all the combat effects be the same? You hit for 7 damage. Zap, zap, zap. It actually should be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Bahu says, do you track low main usage? I'm honestly curious if anyone actually eats those. Yeah, we do. I mean, whether or not... It would be hard to gauge whether anybody was eating them now, because they're tracked against, you know, chow main usage, which has been being tracked for like a year and a half. And we'd see, like, you know, we could see how many people eat low mains compared to high mains. Which, you know, I don't know.
Shaggy says, pardon me.
Should the lesser fruit golem drop papayas? At the palindome point, one adventure cooking is worth more than 20 substats from the 10-turn papaya potion. It would never be worthwhile. Wait, what? The papaya potion adds damage. Doesn't it?
I don't think it gives substats. I don't remember.
Let me look at, what Powerful does. Powerful. It's effect number 212 is what it does. It sits there being effect number 212. Searching for 212 coin. Oh, okay. So you get... All right. Their point is that the potion does give you 2 additional substats per fight. And they're saying that the turns that you spend cooking it are worth more than that. Well, you know what? Only use it if you have a chef in the box. You know, only use it for the damage effect of it, or whatever. It's better than it used to be. Bahu says, option to allow outfits to override custom avatars. I keep forgetting that I'm wearing that stupid hippie outfit. Yeah, I can actually see from a functional point of view why somebody would want that. And, yeah, I keep intending to do that. It could be an option that popped up in the account menu only if you had a custom avatar.
Yeah.
Leibs asks if we saw the college university booth at Comic-Con. I don't think so.
College University. I have no idea.
001 says, does bubble wrap in a long skinny balloon really create static electricity? I thought hair does that. Well, both.
Yeah, you can do it with balloons and bubble wrap.
Does hair actually create static? Like, does rubbing a balloon on your hair create static? Or, because I've always rubbed it, like, on my shirt and then used my hair to demonstrate that it was statically charged.
I think it's the rubber in the balloon that is creating the static electricity, and it doesn't so much matter what you rub it with.
Does bubble wrap exhibit that property? Does it have, like, the whole static cling effect that balloons have?
I don't know.
I feel like it might.
We've got plenty of it around to test the theory with.
Cleric Riff says, huh. Why doesn't the Safari Hats plus 10 damage against lions work against the White Lion in Whitey's Grove? I'm almost sure that it does.
I think that's the only thing it does work against.
Yeah. I mean, I might be lying to you.
Oh!
Marcus says, why can't those who know how to wear shirts have the ability to make shirts, like, say, out of hippo skin? They need armor craftiness, and the meatsmithing guide is a base shirt plan. Yeah, that could happen. Although, he says, I suggest the meatsmithing guide is something to use as a hidden thing. No one would ever think that it'd be more than just a waste of meat. The meatsmithing guide isn't really a waste of meat. I could see somebody using it the first time, and then, oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember I bought one when I first joined the game.
Because, I mean, you wouldn't know that you were supposed to use meat stacks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't think. You might figure it out, but... Barry says, can the gains from the static sword show up at the end of combat like the snow cone effects do? No. Nothing else that regenerates mana works like that, and it happens even when you're using turns for something other than combat. So that would require some goofiness. Abri also says, I'm still looking for the link to the PDF version of the KOL home game mentioned in the previous radio show. However, I can only find a scanned HTML version. The scanned HTML version is actually better than the PDF, I would argue, because the pages are all out of order in the PDF because it was designed for printing.
I'm pretty sure I don't remember which version I gave for the...
It's linked to in the forums. If you go to the forums and read the Comic Con thread, which may not be on the front page anymore, then yeah, you'll find it. Sarge247 says, "Hey, me and Kuoxazar were wondering why there isn't a stainless steel or plexiglass outfit in the game." Well, no, I don't know.
Because there's, we don't have any outfits with that many items.
Yeah, I mean that's part of it, you know. So I don't think there's anything preventing the code as it stands now would not, I don't think, allow an outfit with more than one accessory required.
Hmm.
So that's goofy. But yeah, I mean, there's not really any reason for it. Istanbul suggests an item called Braces of Defense, an accessory that you wear in your mouth. Looks like wires and plaster that gives you damage absorption of plus 50. Like, yeah. Sergeant Sword says, "Hey guys, MMG question. When creating a bet, is a winner assigned when you create it, or is the winner not assigned until somebody takes the bet? Thanks." It's not picked until somebody takes the bet.
When you make a bet, a winner is assigned, and hopefully the person that is assigned to win is the person that takes the bet.
I mean, it wouldn't really make any difference anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you had foreknowledge of it, it would make the difference that if you placed the bet and you knew that you were going to lose, you would retract the bet rather than letting somebody take it. Also says, "Sing it like you mean it. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius." I guess I was supposed to sing that for Sergeant Sword. Golf House says, "Hey guys, when you fly somewhere for KOL or other purposes, do you have an airline you tend to fly? I work for U.S. Airways and with enough notice could get you extra leg room." No kidding.
Huh.
That would be kind of nice. I tend to fly America West because that was just the first frequent flyer program that I signed up for. And I always use Expedia to do all my booking. But, yeah, if you can actually pull that, that would be kind of nice. Because I am, I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of tall dude and... flying coach hurts my soul and my legs and my back, my neck and my back, my pussy and my crack. Yeah, we actually managed to get a relatively cheap first class upgrade when we flew to Lollapalooza. So that was an unexpected surprise.
They offered me, when I flew back to San Diego, they offered me an upgrade for $50, but I figured for like an hour flight, it wasn't really worth it.
Yeah, because we had like a 3-hour flight. The only time I've ever actually bought a first class ticket was the last time that I had like a 5.5-hour flight.
Mm.
And it's just... it was worth it. I mean, and I bought it far enough ahead of time that it only cost like an extra $250 or something. So I mean, it's like, if it's a flight that's more than like three hours, then I will typically pay like $100 to upgrade if they offer it to me, just because it's like, you know, really, after you take into account the 3 or 4 free drinks I'm going to get, it's only $80. And, you know, taking into account the postponement of me having to get knee surgery or whatever. Many thousands of dollars being saved over life. Kagradon says, "Wasn't there an informal no guns policy before 8-2? No, it was before 9-11, because that's when everything changed.
Everything changed.
Oh, man, we missed it. It was 22 minutes ago.
Oh, man. Now we won't know how everything changed.
The Blundar bus has been in there for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what did we put in? We put in the... Did we do the smithing revamp at the same time as the item drops, the roofie and the flare gun?
I think so.
Did those correspond to each other? So, I mean, there was the flare gun, and then there was the... we added an item of type pistol or whatever, like the grease gun.
Yeah.
The grease gun isn't really a... I would say neither a flare gun nor a grease gun is really a gun. No, the grease gun. I liked the idea of the grease gun. And you know, now people have some one-handed range weapons to play with and to do some cross-class dual wield chicanery and some hijinks. Yeah. LOTE says, "Hey, is there going to be more uses for the 10-leaf clover, like an outfit? Not like an outfit, but you know, there will be more uses for the clover. One of our Tuesday projects that's currently in drawing board stages is getting clover adventures onto every single zone in the game, which maybe me and Riff will work on that. It's not a whole lot of writing tends to get done while Scully's gone, but that's mostly because we tend to think that we're better off letting him do it. But maybe we should take the initiative to do it ourselves as well.
Pow. Yeah.
Between us, me plus Riff equals Scully. So,
so I like stand on your shoulders and
yeah.
We'll get one of those costumes. It's like a two-person cow outfit, except it'll be a two-person Mr. Skullhead outfit.
Yeah, there was this episode of Scrubs where JD stands on Turk's shoulders and they wear this giant lab coat and they pretend to be the giant doctor, and then Turk asks, you know, if he can be on top, and then JD's like, no, you remember what happened last time when it was just like giant black guy and there was just this scene of everyone screaming and running away.
Wow, that's one of my favorite, probably one of my favorite little visual moments in Monty Python, was the two guys in the two-person horse costume riding a two-person bicycle.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really funny looking.
Fineldar says, "Fuck you. First you schedule KOLCon 2 right before a hurricane hits, then you schedule 3D the day after my brother's wedding, and he's so inconsiderate he won't reschedule the wedding." First of all, how would it being before a hurricane hits inconvenience anyone? Like, oh, I can't go to KOLCon 2 because I got to be here for the hurricane that I've somehow predicted and want to be here for. Yeah, sorry. Left says, "Hey, JNS, I was just wondering, what's the age difference between the two of you and your wives? Is it like an 11-year difference? That'd be ridiculous and not even funny. I believe that my wife is 10 years younger than me. I mean, I'm certain of that. I don't remember Mr. Skullhead and Jezzerflay. It's significant, but it's not as significant. It's
yeah.
6 or 7, maybe.
Sounds about right.
Because what's he? He's got to be. When is his birthday? I don't know if he's 28 or 29, and I don't know how old she is at all. I know she's been old enough to drink for like a while." But, I don't know. I 6 or 7 years. Fineldar says, "I'm making a KOL mod for Morrowind. So far I have the Big Mountains, Degrassi Knoll, Mysterious Island of Mystery, the Campground, the Cemetery, the Kerpt, Cobb's Knob, and part of Seaside Town done. P.S. I made Mr. Skullhead a black guy with an afro." I would like to see that. I would play a KOL mod of Morrowind. Oh, wait a minute. Morrowind. No. Oblivion, I would. I don't have Morrowind. Mest says, "If I send the equivalent of $10 American in Canadian dollars, will I receive a Mr. Accessory or a Mr. 8? Well, I mean, if you send the equivalent of $10 American in Canadian dollars and say, please give me a Mr. Accessory, I will give you a Mr. Accessory. If you sent me whatever, it would be like, what is it, $12 or $13 Canadian, with no note or anything, I would be confused, and probably I would err on the side of giving you a Mr. Accessory, but the other thing is, if I gave you the wrong thing, you could just email me back, and I would trade you,
nope.
if it was, you know, if it was a reasonable request. Jump the Shark says, "There is some homeless cat in my house. He must have gotten in when I left the door open. He seems angry. How do I get him out? I tried giving him tuna to get him out. He bit me." Yeah, I found the best way to get rid of a cat is to give it some tuna. That makes it not like you or want to be where you and the tuna are. Zaxor says, will the smithing revamp be implemented before or after NS13? Well, the smithing revamp is done to a large extent.
Partially. I mean, there's other stuff, but it's not stuff we can put in quite yet.
Well, there is some stuff that we can put in. There is another new dump of recipes about half the size of the last dump of recipes. There are some changes to the way certain other things work that I don't think we've entirely finished making decisions on yet. We're ending up with a lot of items that aren't useful anymore, but that a lot of exist, which is going to be kind of goofy. Because they're just going to end up kind of sitting around being like relics of a bygone era.
You let
and
eras
we haven't done anything at all with the turtle tamer side of smithing, and I would really like for that to be more interesting.
Yeah, well, we were going to implement a whole thing with that.
Yeah, it kept getting more and more elaborate. Like, I feel like maybe we should, I don't know. I feel like we should simplify that. I feel like the whole like timed mini game aspect would make that a little less appealing at, just to use as a skill, you know, like just some sort of easy like summoning ability or whatever, and then I don't know. I feel like that if you and I, well, maybe that's what we should do for Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, Tuesday. I feel like if you and I sat down and talked about it for like a half an hour, we could probably iron something out pretty quick, let Hot Stuff take a look at the numbers. He could run the numbers for us and determine that we have a 33.333 repeating, of course, chance of success. And then Leroy Jenkins could fuck it up for all of us.
Yeah.
Every time I hear run the numbers, I'm going to think of that now. And I'm just going to think of that asshole who says 33.333 repeating, of course.
Repeating, of course.
That right there. The repeating, of course, that earned you an extra kick in the nuts. I was a nerd. Some would argue that I still am a nerd, but I'm not that guy. See, that was the thing that led... I think it was Hot Stuff to believe that whole thing was staged.
Yeah, that was my initial impression, but a friend of mine knew a guy who would run those numbers, like knew people that had all the statistics of all the various, I don't know, combinations of those fights, and he assured me that this was those sorts of calculations are something that people actually do.
So yes, actually, that's the answer to that. The smithing revamp will be implemented before NS13, but there's not a lot left to it in these. You know, we've sort of started designing things with NS15 in mind, which is a little. We've got relatively solid.
It's partially because NS13 only has room for two new quests in it, and we've got too many new quest ideas.
Yeah, we have four really solid quest ideas. So you know, they're let's call it a year after NS13. But although you know, maybe not. Honestly, like that might be the kind of thing that would not take that much longer. But the smithing stuff is kind of designed with a span from level 1 to level 15 in mind. So we're really only getting up into the second part of it, even for NS13. Yeah. So it's, you know, there's some stuff to do. I guess we might, because there's basically like three tiers. The first tier is now done. Three tiers of weaponsmithing. The first tier is now completely done. The second tier, which is what contains the linoleum, asbestos, and chrome, is going to be the next sort of subject of a revamp. And I guess we're doing that in its entirety. So that is exactly as many new recipes as there were for the Tier 1 revamp. But I don't know that we're doing the Tier 3 weapons at all as part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't... The ore equivalent is going to come from the area that kind of opens for the like level 14 quest. But I suppose we could do the basic third tier weapons and come up with something that's like a level 11 or 12 drop that goes into the, you know, non or set of those.
Yeah.
Just to give some high-end smithable stuff. But yeah, what's hung up a global smithing revamp is largely trying to come up with interesting stuff for turtle tamers. Is it the case that only turtle tamers can make the whips? Like, is it the case that only turtle tamers can make stuff with hides?
Yeah, but then whips are weapons, so that...
Yeah,
I don't remember.
So, I mean, maybe, yeah.
I don't remember which has priority, the weapon making or the hide using.
Yeah. I mean, the thing to do with them is obviously going to be to add some more hides. I like the clown
skin. Yeah.
Great.
And what, wasn't another one protagonist hide?
Maybe. We'd have to. It would just have to be like anime.
Sure, we can come up with a ton of them.
A train of thought there. I mean, you know, it'd be nice if there were. It would be. What would be kind of ideal is if there were 9 skins divided into 3 tiers of 3. Skins each, because that's the way we likes to roll these days. So what do we? I mean, there's the 3 skins that all kind of come from the same place, which would end up, given the way that things are kind of working out, McLarge Huge stuff is the second tier in general.
Yeah.
So you know we'd make bar skin stuff. We would add 2 new low-level skins and then 3 higher-level skins than that. Which I guess the Naga might kind of count. I don't know how tough the Naga is compared to the Yetis. And why can't you make anything out of the Yeti fur? Maybe since there are fewer things to turn those into, there could be more skins. Since that you can really only kind of do pants and bucklers. And then...
whips.
Because their helmets are not made out of skins at all. Their helmets are made out of turtles.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look at it. But I seriously think it's gotten to the point where we need to stop fucking around and, like, you know, wouldn't this be cool land and just decide on something and do it.
We could throw in a bunch of alternate turtle things, like knee pads and giant tortoise breastplates.
We were talking about the knee pads. I think that it would be okay if it was helmets, shields, and knee pads. Like if there was 3 things that you could make out of turtles.
Yeah.
And, you know, because that way those add to headbutt, shield butt, and knee butt. And which was kind of what I had in mind when we were doing those skills. But it's just a matter of, like, you know, where do you get the turtles? It'd have to be like a little pair of turtles. I mean, the helmet turtle, we know where that comes from. But the shield turtles and the knee pad turtles would have to come from somewhere, and they would have to come from somewhere not quite as boring as being a starting item for the class.
Well, it needs to be something akin to mining, doesn't it?
How you mine for fish.
Yeah.
How I mine for turtles. You know, or it could be something akin to, I mean, they could just have like a tame turtle skill that 3 times a day let them summon a turtle, you know, like the Disco Bandit.
Would it just be, would you summon a helmet turtle or a shield turtle, or would you just get a generic turtle and then maybe feed it something that causes it to...
I don't know, because people would be pretty pissed if they used it 3 times that day and all they got was 3 helmet turtles.
Yeah. Although, considering that they're not... Smith's stuff you smith is not as consumable as Disco Bandit drink mixer things. Like, you're not every day are you going to need something...
3. Yeah, we could just make it so you could summon 3, and then, or just 1, rather.
Yeah.
You know, and then you could either feed it a, something that would split it into 2 smaller turtles. Which maybe you just feed it
two smaller turtles.
Then it eats and...
Beat it a hatchet.
LSK says, typing /Valhalla/who brings up the who list for your current non-Valhalla channel, not Valhalla. You can remedy that by typing /who/Valhalla instead. Yep. Because it's not going to... Yeah, I don't want to fix that.
Oh, this guy says clubbers make whips.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. Since they're still weapons. Spaz Attack says, boo, Ashelon! Put the bald guy and the fat dude back on. 120 minutes of racial sensitivity with Ashelon. I wonder if that means me and Scully, because if so, I'm kind of offended. I've lost like 10 pounds in the last month.
Since when is bald and fat a race?
I don't know, man. With me, it's like... Fat is way ahead. Bald, luckily, hasn't made it out of the gate yet. QED says, if you try and use the head plus knee combo with a ranged weapon, you get the text, you can't use with a ranged weapon. How come? I don't know, because Xenophobe forgot to take some case in mind.
Could be.
Archangel UK says, bearing in mind the general dictum set down by other items on the Cove, guitar, crowbar, etc., is there some reason why the flare gun isn't the flar gun? Well, because it's not a flar gun, it's a flare gun.
Flare gun, it's not pronounced that way.
I mean, I don't think the pirates, like, double dog dar you to do things, or give me a steak medium rar, have a starring contest. There might be precedent for replacing ARE with ARRRR, but I don't hope so. In fact, I hope not. Bahu says, have hippies or frat boys ever tried to infiltrate the obligatory pirate cove? I haven't fought any stoner pirates or schmuck pirates. They're pretty quickly assimilated, and the pirates do such a good job of brainwashing them that you can't tell the difference between them and regular pirates. Maybe the frat boys become the smarmy ones, and is there a stinky pirate?
Seems to me that there is.
Let's see. Monster. Pirate. There is not. Maybe the hippies become the swarthy pirates.
I don't generally picture hippies as swarthy, but I guess it...
Does swarthy mean, like... I always just think it means, like, kind of... Not fat, but, like, big and sweaty. Like, I don't know why it implies sweaty to me.
I sort of think of swarthy as including muscular, but I guess that's probably technically not the case.
Weird. Swarthy. Of a dark color, complexion, or cast.
Yeah.
It means nothing like what either of us thought it meant.
So much for that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We need dictionary lessons. Spicy Woman says, Jick is not spicy to spell habanero as habanero. This is not spicy. This is not spicy at all. Fixing it would be spicy, though. Spicy, like the spicy woman. So, so spicy.
Please stop making up your own words.
Yeah, I know. Hogula says, just realized something. Did you guys use my idea for the Wiffle Flail posted in the new Grimoire items thread, or was it just a coincidence? It was a coincidence, because I haven't read that thread, and I wrote that by myself. Hogula says, in either case, it's cool knowing my sense of humor is at least a little like yours, with yours being the plural of yours. I hate grammar. Potato Man is trying to advertise something in his store, which now has succeeded.
Yeah, except that was, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Benji Cord says, we can sell mall stores, so why not display cases?
The
You didn't buy it. You donated to the museum, and they gave it to you.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Alan C. says, it'd be nice if there were the possibility of a scroll of Identify to go with the bang potions. That would...
Huh.
That's kind of nice, actually. Although, I don't know... The bang potions aren't really dangerous enough to not just take one to see what happened.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody would bother... LOTE says, hey, when will we see more uses for hermit items, or is that all they're going to do? I don't know.
It might
merit looking at hermit. I didn't really take hermit items into account when I was looking at smithing revamp ideas. We could maybe add one segment to every smithing tier that uses a hermit item.
Yeah.
Although it really kind of doesn't make any sense because they're all equally difficult to get. Barry says, all things being equal, advertising and price, how does the mall sort the results of a search? You know, I have no idea. It might be by when the item was put into the mall. It's conceivable. Bahu says, the first time I saw Valhalla, it was around 3 a.m., so I misread it as Valhalla-la-la. Why did you give it such a boring name, especially if Thor's not there or any Valkyries? I think it is referred to as Valhalla-la-la in a lot of places.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the Valhalla Day Inn.
Valhalla-la-la. 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 Val... Hala. Okay, so there are places that's inconsistent and should be made consistent. Yeah, it was always supposed to be Valhalla. LOTE says, hey, why no jerkwad that ups monster level?
Because jerk's not an element. I can't think of anything funny.
Well, I saw a jerk driving an element. I'm not saying that everybody who drives an element is a jerk, but I'm saying that that is what jerks drive.
Yeah.
Not really. Honestly, it's what people with, in my mind, no sense whatsoever of what kind of car doesn't look really stupid drive.
Is that the thing that's like half like sport utility, half pickup truck thing?
No, it's kind of like a minivan, but it's just it's.
Is it the one that looks like a refrigerator box with wheels?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those things are weird.
Bunyip Andler says, will we ever get an item with a note? You may not equip more than two of this item tag. Probably not.
No. Generally, everything's either going to be all or one, or nothing. We could have some items there. You may not equip any of these items.
Do you want to take a music break?
Sure.
Anything in particular you'd like to listen to?
Oh, you know, I got some new MP3s recently, but I haven't bothered to put them anywhere you can get to them. So.
Yeah, I'm still in the process, which is taking weeks of moving stuff from the old network drive to the new network drive, because it's so friggin' slow. Let's see. Ah, man, we have... I intended while I was in Chicago to go to the Rock and Roll McDonald's and call Xenophobe and tell him that I was at the Rock and Roll McDonald's, because Wesley Willis sings about the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Oh, I didn't know that the Rock and Roll McDonald's was a specific McDonald's location.
The McDonald's, it's across the street from the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago. It's like a McDonald's that also has like rock memorabilia on the walls and shit. It's still fucking McDonald's, but I was going to go there and eat a Big Mac. I haven't had a Big Mac in a long time, and I tend to just never... I mean, I periodically will buy coffee at McDonald's, but in general, I just don't like anything that they have at McDonald's. And even when I was eating a lot of fast food, they were just never in the list of restaurants I would pick from.
I enjoy McDonald's food, but it's just so utterly dissatisfying and nutritionless. I stopped going there.
The only thing I like a Big Mac every once and again.
Yeah.
Quarter pounder. I must confess, it's a
It's a guilty pleasure.
Wendy's is much better.
Yeah. I would say Wendy's is probably my favorite fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
I like Del Taco, but I only really like one thing from there.
Del Taco is okay, but on the whole, I prefer Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've kind of, as soon as I discovered Del Taco, I was kind of like, you know, I don't like Taco Bell's tacos enough to really ever go there.
The beef and potato burritos at Taco Bell are really good.
I am going to just queue up, like 10 or 11 minutes of Tom Petty. That's what I'm going to do.
Man, you know, the other day I was thinking about that Tom Petty video that's set in, like, Alice in Wonderland, and he's the Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I haven't seen that video in ages, and that video freaked the hell out of me when I was a little kid. And then I realized, hey, YouTube exists now. It is now possible for me to probably find this video. And I actually did find it on YouTube, and I was actually kind of disappointed. This isn't a very good story, but it wasn't nearly as freaky or bizarre as I remembered it.
Huh. I have just sort of vague images in my head of what it looked like, but I don't remember a whole lot.
Yeah.
I like that song. In fact, I'm going to replace one of these songs with that song. That's Don't Come Around Here No More, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
At the end, she turns into a cake, and they cut her up.
Oh, man.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you guys in, like, 12 minutes.
Yay.
Let's roll another joint. Let's head on. on down the road to somewhere. I gotta go, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. No, you don't know how it feels to be me. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. No, you don't know. Be me.
What about you, Riff? Will you back down?
No, probably not.
Do you suppose that instead you will stand your ground?
I like to stand on ground.
Archangel UK says, I've been trying to get a cold ninja mask from the Ninja Lair for ages in hardcore and eventually gave up. Despite having mad looting, a 20-pound plus gravy fairy, and either an active blue or green snow cone, I never got it. I was wondering if the drop rate has been changed or if I just got real shitty RNG. It has not changed.
Nothing has changed.
Weird. Captain Ocelot says, the furry avatar, complete delusion effect description, and turtle tamer class tattoo are AWOL. I'm not sure I believe you. Although I did change the complete delusion effect ID, or like picture, today. Just saying. LOTE says, hey, when I free the king, I don't get empathy even though it's a permanent skill. Is that ever going to be fixed? I don't know that there is actually a problem. If it's a real bug, then you should use the bug report and we'll take a look at it. But, Punt says, hi, Jick. This was a random idea that just came to mind while chatting with clan members. You should make some sort of evolving familiar of the month. Perhaps you can make the familiar to have two random attributes, and when the familiar reaches weight of 20, it resets back to rate 1 and gains two new random attributes. Huh. Sorry if this has been suggested before, but the clan members said they had not heard of a suggestion like this on the radio yet and recommend that I suggest it to you. I mean, the problem is they'd have to be pretty... It would have to be limited such that the maximum that it could become would be no better than, you know, any other Mr. Store familiar, which would mean that most of the time it would just suck. Unless it just changed every time you got it up to 20 pounds. I mean, that'd be kind of interesting, actually, if leveling it up to 20 gave it the ability to turn into some other combination of familiars, like it was always a combination of two familiars, and there was a, you know, maybe there was a chance that it would become the ever-elusive Gravy Fairy plus Volleyball.
Hmm.
Off chance.
I don't know if people would spend the time required to get it up there for the chance, though.
I mean, it would be an interesting choice. I mean, I think that you'd be kind of unstoppable if you did. If you spent the time on a previous run to get it tuned to the right thing.
Hmm.
You know, then, so, I mean, maybe that's too good. I mean, something that every time you spend 400 turns leveling it up, it has a chance of becoming a better familiar than anything else. I mean, it would have to... People would just leave it in that form forever.
Yeah, it would have to reset over Ascension, or people would just use it until they got it and then keep it that way forever.
Yeah. Huh. That's an interesting idea, though. Glebe says, when you get banned from chat, you should have to complete the altar again.
That's a suggestion that comes up every now and then.
Di Vernon says, Jick inspired the bottom shelf of my display case. Let's see what it is. Di Vernon display case. Weird question for you, brah. Want to buy some steaks? Yeah. I remember that. That was that time that guy said exactly that to me. Hatemonger says, shouldn't it be deep sword since there's no breadth sword or length sword?
I guess technically, yeah.
Take it up with Mr. Skullhead. He's the one who wrote that. Agent Lex says, I've been working towards a goal of achieving 150 effects, and I'm finally there, only to find that there's no trophy. I demand a trophy for this monumental effort, damn it. I wonder what sort of amount of resources are required to actually get 150. I mean,
I know that one of them was the light effect from birthday candles.
Oh, from the candle.
The candle, yeah.
Wow.
He's got a lot of rare effects.
LSKALT says, how about some really hard to mix drinks? Like a mojito. that you have to spend 8 turns grinding up mint, and then, yeah. Cashew Person says, Tajik, what are your thoughts on a Bank of Loathing? My thoughts are no. They have always been no.
Never.
Nicodemus says, is there a reason we can't make, say, a mushroom and sausage pizza? That'd be interesting, actually, if we allowed each of those pizza ingredients to be cooked with other ingredients and made some interstitial pizzas that gave all the stat gains.
You could eventually do the three-topping pizza.
A deluxe pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Maybe, How many combinations would it be if we added a Moxie pizza at the same level as the rest of the stuff, and then a Strength and Mysticality pizza to the level of the goats?
Well, you'd have...
That would get out of hand real quick. It'd be 6 pizzas, each of which would be combinable with 5 other things, so that's 30 2-ingredient pizzas, and then...
Well, no, it's... I don't think it's that many. If there's 4 ingredients total, yeah, because it's common. So there'd be 3... Okay, well, with the 3 low-level ingredients, there'd be 3 1-topping pizzas, 3 more 2-topping pizzas, and 1 3-topping pizza.
Right.
And then, so that's 7. And then you add goat cheese to any one of those, so that'd be 14, I guess? 15 counting a plain goat cheese pizza.
Okay, right. You'd end up with a 4-topping pizza, unless we limited it to 3, in which case it would just be 13. Yeah, I don't know. People point out, and rightly so, that there is that little bit of imbalance there, that the goat cheese is much harder to get
than
the other pizza ingredients.
Which hurts not only the pizzas, but the reagent pastas as well.
We could just make that pizza out of cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese... I don't know, what's the drop rate like on cottage cheese?
I don't know. I don't
it's think not great.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of adventures in that zone.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese pizza would suck. Ew.
Yeah, I had some goat cheese pizza. There was a little Wolfgang Puck stand at the airport, and... that was some delicious 4-cheese pizza, that was.
Goat cheese is good cheese. Cottage cheese, not so much.
I like cottage cheese.
Yeah, I admit that perhaps that's my opinion, but...
Arya Potterstein says, now that you can link players in chat, how about linkifying Radio Bugbear in the system message announcing the show? Please send questions/comments to Radio Bugbear via chat PM. If you do that, like... That greater than thing, does it link their name too?
I don't know.
I don't know if that works with names. Johnny Extreme says, ever thought about a path where you were born with only one arm? You could call it Rick Alifernarian. Presumably the drummer from Def Leppard. Somebody, Elfie, sent me a picture, which I need to actually look at, which means I gotta edit the thing that was sent to me, and, hey, a tiny plastic me. That tentacle arm thing, I gotta have the pretentious artist actually make me a prosthetic tentacle arm for Con.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you, Elfie. Rickett says, the effect descriptions of the effects with new images aren't marked public. You know, that happened when I changed, what was it?
When you changed the accordion thief skills, I had to go in and make the skill effects, the new effects, public.
Damn, I don't, okay, that must be a problem with the Spindler. If I update they're totally right. Strange mental acuity, sticky hands, big veiny brain, peeled eyeballs, and everything else is not supposed to be public. Damn it. All right, I need to fix that. You know what happened? I bet somebody else went in and fixed it, between the time that it was reported last time and when I went in to check, and so I thought that it was an imaginary bug. RedMage13 says, my dad wants to know why the knob shaft doesn't have any family jewels in it. Family jewels are in the sky. Waterboo says, can you perhaps use the Wok Still and Malice as a place to cook Brew and Smith if you have access to them? No. Because, you know.
You have to be the at least one of the two classes that in that guild to get to that guild equipment.
But, I mean, I think he's probably saying, like, have the Wok act as a bar or as chef in the box if you have access to it.
I see.
Because I don't want to just make it super easy for the appropriate class to use their skills, even. Yeah. The Gun Run says, hi, guys. My girlfriend of 4 months has just broken up with me. I'm so depressed right now. Can you guys offer me some advice? No, but Eminem can. I'll tell you one thing, though. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. That's what he say. Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
You can't. Same girl from that train ride. Well, you know what? Go on another train ride. Myth Direction says, Jick, how do you suggest we convince our spouses to let us spend $1,000 to go to KOLCon and come with us? Well...
Lots and lots of oral sex?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I didn't have to convince my spouse to let me go to KOLCon. The Evil Mole says, hey, what is the answer to the digital key? The answer is to know your roots, man. Know
right.
Your roots. That's what they, that's what it's, yeah. Vampiric Onage says, what level do you suggest an accordion thief should take on the mimic that you get the wand from? Hell, I don't know. I don't play this game. Sizzler also asking if there was a noticeable spike in account creation after Comic Con. Not so much a spike as a
sort of ramping up.
Yeah, a little hillock that is yet to slide down. Bobby Nopant says, next year's con should be called KOL Con for Life. No, next year's con is going to be Juggalos for Life. Do you remember, were you around when all the Juggalos were still around?
No.
There was a pretty serious, like very, very early in the game, there was a pretty serious, like, insane clown posse contingent. One of the Juggalos for Life was one of the biggest clans in the game at the time. Oh, boy. The insane clown posse. I was reading, like, what was it? Is it Wikipedia knows? That there was some deal, like, where the Insane Clown Posse, like, a lot of their albums, they would talk about, like, some powerful force or some, like, answer to everything, right? And it was all this, like, mysterious thing. The Joker's cards, something. Okay.
Oh, wait, and then it turned out they were
Christians. Yeah, turns out it was Jesus.
Yeah.
Turns out it was Jesus, and then we're not making any more albums.
Well, that's fine, because they were terrible anyway.
Oh, the Dark Carnival. It was, okay, so it was like they're, all right, so they designated this one album as the first Joker's card, and they hinted at five major release albums being numbered in this fashion, and they stated that the end of time will consume us all once the sixth Joker's card is revealed, and then their fans would know all there was to know about the Dark Carnival. And it turns out the Dark Carnival is Jesus. Yeah.
I wonder how many Juggalos were all like, God damn it.
Yeah. What I saw some comic. It was one of those comics that popped up after the Far Side stopped being made, and it was like the Insane Clown Posse's mom coming to pick them up after a concert. Lical Correa says, are you guys planning on putting anything in that empty space west of the plains? There already is something there, you just can't see it.
It's mysterious.
Tater's Choice says, I know you don't like Lost Magic, but what about Brain Age / Big Brain Academy? I played Brain Age for a couple weeks until I got kind of sick of it, and I played Big Brain Academy for a couple of days, and it made me angry. I wish that I had never gotten my first platinum medal in Big Brain Academy, because now I know that there are platinum medals available.
Yeah.
And so many of the... So many of the games, it was just sort of the limit of my abilities to get a gold on hard.
Yeah, seriously.
They all seem to have different requirements, too. It's like, to get silver, bronze, silver, and gold, they have the same, like, poundage, right? It's like 1, 2, and 300 kilograms or whatever. But the platinum, the requirement for the platinum one varies from game to game. Something.
Yeah.
And it's... The one that I got it on the first time, I got it the first time I ever tried the event. It was like the...
Yeah, there is one for that me, too.
I think
that one
that I got a platinum in. Like, I feel like there are certain things that are just not at all...
I played Brain Age for about a month, and then I didn't play for like 2 days, and then was like, I can't ever play again because the creepy disembodied head is going to be upset with me for not logging in. Maybe I'll log on and it'll just be a skull because he's died.
Huh. Maybe they've got some kind of...
There was this thing I saw on Lore's new site, Bad Gods. Have you looked at that? It's just this collection of, like, these weird little short Flash cartoons. And one of them isn't even a cartoon. It's what appears to be a screenshot from a... What's that? A DS Nintendogs or whatever. And it just shows this dog skeleton. And underneath it says, I hope you enjoyed summer camp, murderer. I don't know if it's real or fake.
So really Sylvan remembers the ICP thing as being an Onion article, which maybe that's true. Maybe I'm thinking of something different. What's the new site that Laura's doing?
Let me see if I can find it. It's the name of the idea is Bad Gods. I don't know if that's directly related to.
Did he give up on the weekly Flash cartoon thing or whatever? The Bandwidth Theater or
this is it's yeah it's just badgods.com. It's like his new kind of short Flash project thing.
Huh.
There's some funny ones. There's like one with there's just a. Photograph of Darth Vader talking to the Emperor, and Darth says, like, I don't know, what is your bidding, my master, or something, but the voice is all high-pitched, and the Emperor reaches out and twiddles one of the buttons on his chest plate.
I saw some video. I was trying... Okay, so Penny Arcade linked to some YouTube video, like, a week ago, and I can't watch it. Every time I go to YouTube, it's like, you have to create an account and log in to view this video because it's been flagged as possibly offensive. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I create an account. It's like, every time I try to go to that video, it says, you must hit this button to confirm that you want to watch flagged videos. And I hit the button, and it takes me back to the page that says, you must hit the button to confirm that you want to watch flagged videos. When I did it. Maybe there was something wrong. I have no idea, but in the URL, there was the phrase, Darth Smartass. So I did a YouTube search for Darth Smartass and found this video of Darth Vader being a smartass, which was the sort of like, it was like this cut up of the scene from The Empire Strikes Back where he opens the cage to his isolation chamber and that officer is talking to him about the news, like the rebel fleet being discovered. Only they edit it together to make it look like he keeps opening the cage and then closing it as the guy starts to talk and just messing with him. It's pretty funny.
There was one I saw that was pretty funny that they took a lot of clips of Vader from episode 4, but redubbed all his lines with James Earl Jones lines from other movies. It was pretty funny.
Tater's Choice says, I really want to change my mall store's image. Why can't I change it like the storekeeper? That's something that's probably going to happen eventually.
Yeah, we'll give you some new options and stuff.
Yeah. Ultima Wraith says, usual suggestion for a fistful of kitten item here. But seriously, you can make the fuzzy dice into an item you can use to roll and see if the enemy misses, takes damage. And that way you could use the phrase, Jesus saves, unfortunately you take damage. I don't think that I understand that. Quiet has said, you should make it so feeding a lead necklace to the chameleon extends its current effect by a few adventures, if it's morphed into something. Blockwabat says, will Clover Adventures be added to more zones any Tuesday in the near future? Yes.
Yep.
Nakatomi Tower, says Sean Clannery, and Dork Muffin. Nakatomi. Nicotoni. Nicodemus. Tater's Choice says, good news, my name will be famous. Bad news, they're naming a disease after me.
Yep.
Tater's Choice says you should be able to combine an ass hat and a pirate pelvis to get a pirate ass. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
We were talking about the combining it with a pee remover to get an irate Elvis a long time ago, but then we'd have to come up with a bunch of dumb shit for pee remover to do to every item that had peas in it. Yeah, I don't even want to think about the number of items that would... The Asta spoon, the sauce and Sices, mariachi ants. That'd be kind of funny.
Familiar. There'd be all kinds of different ants.
Dolhin King's ma. cider web. There would be all kinds of ants. Suki Sarakur. There'd be a lot of Suki stuff, too.
Maybe
Anolish if we lunger.
Maybe if we just limit it to words that start with P.
You get an eye crust, an earsing ost.
I.e. crust.
it's a crust, you know. That is to say. You could turn the pail into an ale and get some ickle-flavored chewing gum. Yeah, that's going nowhere. Looking for questions. Enter the Wumpa says, what exactly was, slash, is, slash, will be, slash, are, slash, am the Lollapalooza thing you were talking about? I must have had Canadianity. No, Lollapalooza. It was this sort of music festival in Chicago. I got to see the Eels. I got to see Ween. I got to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I got to see Smoking Popes, which was kind of disappointing, actually. I got to see Nickel Creek, which was way better than I thought it would be. So that was good. And, yeah. Flip says, violin strings were catgut, bows were horsehair, I think. Something like that. It's weird how rubbing horsehair against catgut was something that somebody thought of.
Yeah, how do you think maybe that was like trial and error?
let's see. Sorry, running out of steam. One Ton Tomato says, would you consider deleting chat private messages every 48 hours instead of 24 so that PMs you haven't seen yet aren't deleted at rollover? Simon M77, I don't know, sorry. I don't know what I think about that. Simon M77 says, don't know Guy Fawkes Day? Go fucking watch V for Vendetta. I never did see V for Vendetta.
I put it on Netflix.
Air Alice says, the bubble wrap weapon should change the damage words, whack, barf, etc., into pop, snap, etc. I was thinking about...
Crackle.
We've been talking about, for a while, about starting to write messages, combat text for individual weapons. And part of that, it might be interesting to actually specify a list of sounds that specific weapons make.
That's a good idea.
Dr. Van Mojo says, last radio show, Riff made reference to you guys looking at ways to improve the chameleon. Is this still something you care about? Yeah, I will probably actually, over the next couple of days, make some improvements to the chameleon because people... not that people like it, but the sort of power players are pretty roundly underwhelmed by it, so I think we could make it better, and that would make more people happy. And, you know, it's an anti-nerf. Johnny says, that is to say, yes, Riff, object-oriented spellcrafting is where it's at in RPGs.
Word.
I don't know that I've encountered any other RPGs that have that kind of system in them.
I guess
I can't think of any specific examples.
I've been told that Acheron's call worked that way, and that furthermore, you would make your own spells out of these combinations of things, and the power of the spell was inversely proportional to the number of people who were using it.
That's interesting.
But it seems like unless there was some cost associated with trying different combinations of those things, that would just kind of suck. Like, it would always be minimumed out because everyone would know the spell, you know? Like, I feel like maybe that was trying to provide some sort of incentive to people to discover things and then keep them secret,
yeah.
But that just doesn't work. It's weird. It's like, I would think that, you know, the avarice of people could be counted on more than that, but it's like...
I guess it's outweighed by the urge of people to go, hey, look what I found.
Yeah, I guess that's true. White Hat Luck says, why is there not a pop command for any of the bubble wrap items? Even if it just makes it go pop, that would be truly a great thing. Flip says, the HTML version of the KOL home game is in a different thread than the PDF version. Actually, he says a different thread to the PDF version, because presumably he's British and doesn't know how prepositions work. the former is in gameplay, the latter is in community. Okay, I don't know that I've actually seen the... HTML version. I saw a very early version of it that didn't actually link. It had the front page and the links from the front page, but not actually, like, linked to anything.
I've seen the complete version, but I don't remember where.
Oh, Count says, have you guys thought about being able to trade in a full plexi or stainless suit to get a new item or skill, like a summon snow cone that would let you summon 5 snow cones? No, probably not going to do that. Evang says, you should have a dimensional rift where someone else draws everything in a specific area, similar to the temporal rift changing crap. Now, that would get confusing, because when those items made it out into the mall and stuff, if they had any items... A long time ago, I was going to do the lair of the well-drawn kobolds and have this friend of mine who is actually good at drawing fantasy art stuff do it, but never did. And I'm kind of glad. Tater's Choice says, if the only way for you to get into heaven was to have Jesus and God both rape you, would you let them?
I guess theoretically that'd be like a totally awesome spiritual experience.
I mean wouldn't this God. Kind of though just be like 2/3 of a rape?
You think the Holy Ghost wouldn't get in on that?
Yeah, maybe it would only be the hugging and kissing part of the rape. Because that's the 3/3 of rape, right? There's the hugging, there's the kissing, and then there's the fucking. So maybe it would just be the hugging and the kissing. Yeah. Evang says, what do you think of the idea of having a half-haloed angel ultra-rare monster in the penultimate fantasy airship? Is that some Final Fantasy reference that I don't understand?
I don't know. There's the big, like, famous Final Fantasy song is called One Winged Angel, but I don't know if that's meant to be a pun or something off of that. I'm not up on the whole Final Fantasy, whatever you call it, mythos.
Sorry, I read Aragos's. Could you guys give me your opinion on my familiar names? It doesn't matter. I'm just curious, and I got to looking. There's apparently his terrarium is like a town. And each of them is the town something. Those are kind of clever. Such as his Majimec Tech Micro Mechamec Sundance Kid, the town giant mech unit.
Huh.
Every town needs a giant mech unit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And the starfish, Blue Summers, the town leech. I don't get it, but I like it. The stab bat's named Microsoft, the town Trollop, which I also don't get. But
the mosquito is Twiggy, the town phlebotomist.
What is a phlebotomist?
I am not offhand sure.
I'm going to look it up. Phlebotomy. The letting of blood for transfusion, diagnosis, or experiment.
Aha. That makes sense.
Fusilla Ben says it's probably a reference to Sephiroth, who One Winged Angel is named after. I hate Final Fantasy. It's like 99% gay soap opera cutscene, 1% the same encounter over and over again when you're trying to walk from one store to another.
Have you read the giant complete list of console RPG cliches?
Maybe at some point.
I'll toss you the link if I've got it here somewhere. It's pretty funny, and they poke a lot of holes in the Final Fantasy conventions. There are, you know, such as the importance of a character is directly linked to the elaborateness of their hairstyle.
Right. Khufu says that shells large enough for shields could come from a new breed of ninja.
I don't know. I mean, I like the original Ninja Turtle comics, but once it turned into a kid's cartoon, I stopped being impressed.
Yeah, the original comic was pretty violent,
yeah.
as I understand it. Evang says, I really hate those commercials for the Toyota Yaris. It seems like a pretentious filmmaker's early shorts. Aren't early shorts like diapers?
Those pull-up training pants.
Echo Phantom says there are, in fact, smelly pirates. Let's see. They become darker with the culmination of the dearth. Swarthy, says Miss Gwyn. There's a non-combat titled Some Pirates Are Hippies. Okay, yeah. Tater's Choice says, I believe the search is sorted by advertising budget. Yeah, but they were saying that if advertising budget was the same across all of them. And in that case, I do not know. Dork Muffin says, what is your opinion of this? I believe that it is a link to a forum post. Next question! Whoops. I'm going to look at that forum post and see. Sorry about the wanderingness. This post about somebody making an account to sync bricks. Do we really need a brick sync?
I don't think yet.
I mean, you could always send them to... Actually, you can't anymore. You can't brick me anymore because I was getting like 10 a day and it got annoying.
You can always brick me. I don't care.
Yeah, I never sent them.
Write anything back
to anybody. Yeah, I never sent them to anybody else. Oh. Yeah. Looks like there's some new questions in, so, yeah, sorry. Erala says, I was reading the Contemplating the Infinite Adventures in Valhalla La La, and was suddenly reminded of the Stoic Club from Earthbound. Inspiration? And there should be a reference in there. No, I didn't actually ever make it past the blue cult.
Yeah, Earthbound. I don't think I got past the sharks, maybe? I don't know. Fell out of it fairly early on. Although if they had it for, like, DS, I would probably play it. But
yeah.
Trying to play early RPGs in a emulator kind of wears me down after a while. I don't generally make it very far.
Though I find that's really the only way I can have the patience to play through a lot of stuff is by, like, using some Game Genie code to just make every hit a critical hit or something. Like, it just makes it so it's a lot easier to play. Bassadilla suggests that Whataburger has the best burgers of any fast food joint, but I don't know if there are any in Arizona. It might just be a Texas thing. Now, there are Whataburgers here, but, there was this Whataburger next to the place that I used to work when I did the majority of my fast food eating over the last, like, 5 years. And it always smelled really, really nasty, and so it just kind of put me off Whataburger forever. Food was okay. Periodically get, like, milkshakes from there, but it just... The restaurant, it's like they used some cleaning solution that they used, just smelled really disgusting.
Vomit-based tile cleanser.
Yeah. Potato Man says, shouldn't killing Cola Warriors in the battlefield affect the present in some insignificant, unfathomable way? How do you know it
does? Yeah, it does.
Di Vernon says, any progress on basement rewards? Equipment, food, booze, and maybe skills or familiars at really deep levels would be good ideas and occasionally given instead of stats. Yeah, we've got several ideas for those kinds of thing, and
One day. Maybe sooner rather than later.
Shaggy says, if somehow there was a plus 50 sleaze damage enchantment, would that get factored into the Naughty Sorcerer's damage reduction formula or bypass it?
You know, I don't know.
Well, if it's a... oh, enchantment. Okay, never mind. I was thinking effect, in which case it wouldn't matter for the Naughty Sorcerer's fight at all.
I don't know if elemental damage is actually capped against her. I think it's just the base damage that your weapon or whatever does, so the plus damage actually works. Evang says, don't make an evolving familiar, it offends my precious religion. Dork Muffin says, is it just me or does Riff sound kind of like Brick Tamland from Anchorman?
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's Steve Carell. I don't know if he sounds like him or not. Now I can't think. Arkham says, you should be able to add other toppings to pizza like olives, prawns, disembodied brains, etc. I don't want brains pizza. Dr. Van Mojo says, fewer pizzas and more tacos.
I was thinking the other day we should eventually, we should have it one of our goals that eventually everything in the game can be put in a taco shell, thereby doubling the number of items in the game.
Yeah, including other tacos.
Including other tacos. So
tacos of every type. Bahu says, do you keep a list of things that need to be put through the spindler? Does it sell dud bombs to Nazis? Actually, the heading in the GM utilities is indeed spindler's list for the list of all the spindlers that use. NPC Ben says, will there ever be any other colors in this game? Teen Girl Squad did it. Why not you? Oh, and why no Teen Girl Squad thingies? Sorry about the spelling. I think there are.
Seems like there must be a Teen Girl Squad reference somewhere.
Elfie says, how about sharing your friend code for Mario Kart DS? I don't play any Mario Kart DS really anymore. I Eat Hippie says, who's that goofy looking guy that pops up on the forums? He is not goofy looking and he will fucking incinerate your planet if he hears you saying that.
That's right, pal.
Grand Moff motherfucking Tarkin. Evang says, man, don't diss Kawashima's head. It should be in Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
No, I could fully get behind that idea.
Senor Random says, have you ever played All Flesh Must Be Eaten? I just picked it up, and sadly, having no tabletop RPG experience, I don't know how good the Unisystem system is. Anyway, thoughts? I don't know what that is.
Never heard of it.
Morbank says, dear Jit, go out and buy the cereal with the Pirates of the Caribbean blinking skull toys inside. They're the coolest. Peer pressure. Love, Morbank.
I got one.
What? Wow. That actually is really cool.
Yeah. Corn Pops and Apple Jacks have them.
Well, I like Apple Jacks, too. I'm fucking buying Apple Jacks on the way home is what I'm doing. Did you only get one?
I got two boxes, but I haven't opened the other box yet.
I saw that, and I was like, why did Riff buy cereal? And I was like, oh, that's why. It's that crazy blinking skull keychain. Are there batteries replaceable?
It's got screws on it, but they're those funky, like, triangle-shaped screws.
Huh.
So maybe if you had the funny screwdriver, you could.
The Gunrun says, why do you always say in a row after anyone says 37? Watch Clerks. The Gunrun also asked, if Ron Howard wanted to make a KOL the movie, would you let him?
Sure. No, Ron Howard, do you think Ron Howard would be the right director for us?
I don't know.
David Lynch, maybe.
No, David Lynch is our PayPal merchant services customer service rep.
Oh, that's right.
Sagebrush says, if I remember correctly, an old NES title called Magician had a spellcrafting system something like what you were talking about.
Huh.
Enter the Wumpa says, any idea when the Tiny Plastics will become available? Tiny Plastics, please. You know, I don't have any idea. I need to talk to the pretentious artist because I think he is the one who they talk to. They're theoretically being produced in China as we speak, and then they're coming here on a boat, which takes like weeks.
Slow
so
boat.
We're hoping that they're here by con. Moth says, yay for hating Final Fantasy. Also, Riff is a midget without a face. Thoughts?
yeah, I...
What are your thoughts about?
About being a midget without a face?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's better than just being eyes without a face.
Nixor says, sounds like you have a cold with all the sniffing or a drug addiction.
I kind of have, like, going from San Diego to here and then back to San Diego and then back to here in a short amount of time, the, like, humidity changes kind of mess me up a little bit, I think, so I'm still kind of recovering from it.
Dreamer TK says, does it seem odd at all that one of the best ways to make meat at a low level is to steal from a dead guy?
No.
You mean like Chester Meat Pot?
Yeah.
No? I mean, what do they find in his wallet when they find him in the movie?
He's got a...
like a Mickey Mouse.
His library card, and yeah, I don't know if... I don't remember. I could go look. I have that prop replica of his wallet.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's a baseball card of somebody famous.
You never did get the map?
I haven't bought the map yet.
How much is he selling that for?
I think the maps are 100, maybe a couple hundred.
Huh.
Because they're like actually like... They may actually be done on cloth, I don't remember. But they're like hardcore reproductions. With the notes on the back and everything.
I Eat Hippie says, so who is that cool guy on the forums? Telling you, it's Grand Moff Tarkin. Senor Random points to allflesh.com. All flesh, all the time! Well, weird. What is it? Is a role-playing game set in a world of survival horror? But is it a computer role-playing game? Is it a...
I think he said before it was a tabletop of some sort.
I mean, he says having no experience with tabletop RPGs. Huh. So, out of questions. The Gun Run says, what time do you guys usually wake up? I don't know that there is a usually.
Yeah. Lately, it's been like 3 or 4 for me.
Yeah, I mean, I, in Chicago, was getting up at like noon. Today, I got up at 9, because I had some stuff to do before I came to work. Then I came to work. The Chibi Knight says, when should KOLCon registration packets come in the mail? I don't know. Zly has been out of town, so I haven't talked to her in like a week. Because her trip and my trip butted up against each other in a weird way. So I don't know, actually, what is being sent or when. But, yeah. At some point, we will contact all the people who gave us player information and have them fill out a thing with their regular information. And my wife, who is planning the costume party, has asked me to find out how many people are coming to the costume party. So I need to do that, else I will face her scorn. You know, and also not have enough food for the party or whatever. So yeah, I don't know. I'll try and let you know on Monday what the story is going to be with that, because I would personally like to know the story myself. Mr. Ensberger 91 says, why are you guys on so late? The question is, why are you on so early, Mr. Ensberger 91? I'm going to see if Merrick is ready. Ready, question mark, I say unto thee, Merrick. And we'll see what he says, and we'll also try and find a song. All right, he says that he is ready when I am. All right, so I think that we're probably done for the day.
Maps are 150.
Huh. That might be more than I'm willing to pay for something like that. I mean, it's cool, you know, but... It's not like I would actually take it out and touch it. I would just hang it on the wall.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to spend $150 on something you hang on the wall. You know, not that I haven't bought pieces of art, I guess, that cost
yeah.
that much.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah,
it's a tough call.
It is.
The Grail Diary I bought from him for like $400 was a fantastic piece of work.
Yeah. Do you regret spending $400 on that?
No.
I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. I can't imagine ever actually going through and reading the whole thing.
I did go through and read it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. He actually, as far as I can tell, did a lot of, like, research into Grail lore and stuff to make it, like reasonable that it the stuff that Henry Jones Sr. would have written in his diary.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna go out on the animals here, and we'll see you Monday. It'll probably just be me and Riff again. Huzzah!
Hoo-ha!
All right. Bye, guys.